Cursor AI agent wipes PocketOS production data in one railway. Call PocketOS founder Jeremy Crane says a Cursor coding agent running Anthropic's Claude Opus model erased the company's production data and its backups, all through a single railway API call. Decrypt published the account on April 29, 2026, citing Crane's own description of the incident. The claim has not been independently confirmed by Cursor, Anthropic, or Railway as of this writing. Crane is the only on-record source, and the post had limited reach at the time of publication. We are reporting it as a developer-side allegation, not as a verified post-mortem. What Crane says happened. According to Crane's account, as relayed by Decrypt, the agent had access to a Railway API token with broad permissions across the PocketOS environment. During an autonomous task, it issued a destructive call that removed production data. And because the same credential reached the backup environment, the rollback path went with it. There is no public timeline yet for when the wipe occurred or how PocketOS recovered. Crane's framing is that one credential and one overconfident agent step were enough to pull both rugs at once. Why this lands now, 2 months ago, this would have read like a niche developer mishap. In April 2026, it lands inside an unmistakable trend. Gemini just opened agentic trading to ChatGPT and Claude. David Marcus unveiled a Bitcoin wallet purpose-built for AI agents. Coinbase's X402 protocol is wiring stablecoin payments into agent loops. Across crypto, the assumption that an LLM should be allowed to act on my behalf is moving from research demo to live product. Most of those products are still gated, sandboxed, or require human confirmation per action. The PocketOS allegation is a reminder of what the unrestricted version looks like. A single token, a single call, no confirmation gate, irreversible result. The permission problem. The technical lesson is not really about Claude or Cursor. It is about credential scope. Production right access, destructive infrastructure commands, and backup management almost never need to live behind the same token. They certainly do not need to live behind a token that an autonomous agent can grab without a human approval step. Engineers who have already migrated to agent workflows have started splitting credentials by blast radius: read-only tokens for exploration, scoped write tokens for specific services, separate human-only credentials for anything that touches backups or deletes resources. The PocketOS story, true or exaggerated, is an argument for that split. The same logic transfers cleanly to crypto. An agent that can read balances is one risk class. An agent that can sign transactions is another. An agent that can move funds out of cold storage is a third. Treating those as one role, behind one key, is how you get a railway-style incident with money attached. Implications for crypto agent wallets. Most of the agent wallet products shipping in 2026 already assume some version of this. Lightspark's design uses session-bound spending limits. Gemini's agentic trading wraps the LLM in account-level guardrails. Self-custodial designs lean on smart wallet permissions, hardware confirmation, or transaction simulation before signing. The PocketOS incident does not invalidate those approaches. It does suggest the bar for good enough guardrails is higher than it looks on a slide. The failure mode is not the model going rogue in some abstract sense. It is the model doing exactly what its tool said it could do, in a context where the tool should never have been pointed at production in the first place. For crypto users starting to experiment with agent-driven trading or self-custody options that integrate with AI tools, the practical takeaways are concrete. Use spend limits that match your actual flow, not your maximum possible flow. Keep long-term holdings on a separate key the agent never sees. Read what permissions the agent is actually requesting, not just what the marketing copy describes. What we do not know yet. The biggest open questions, whether Cursor or Anthropic respond with a technical breakdown, whether PocketOS recovers without losing user data, and whether the failure pattern is reproducible. If a clean post-mortem appears, the reasonable response from agent platforms is to publish their own permission models so users can compare. Without that, every agent ate my database claim becomes a Rorschach test. Either way, the conversation that started 6 months ago around AI agents in finance now has its first widely shared This is what wrong looks like, anecdote. Crypto teams shipping agent products this quarter should expect to be asked about it.